Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Laura has turned into Muriel off Muriel's Wedding. Have you seen that film?
Yep.
I love that you've seen Muriel's Wedding.
It's great, it's Muriel's Wedding.
You haven't seen The Shawshank Redemption, but you've seen Muriel's Wedding. If you haven't, it's about a girl, it's an Australian film, who really wants to get married, and she keeps going to other people's weddings, but never her own, and she even goes to a bridal shop and tries on the dress and lies to the lady in the shop saying that she is getting married when in fact she isn't. Now, Laura's been to two weddings at the weekend, one in Chichester and one in the Cotswolds somewhere, and I know a lot of people do this now. You know when you can't think of what to say in your speech?
Yeah.
Where's the first place you look now?
Internet.
On the internet. What was your wedding speech like? Can you remember? What, any hilarious jokes that you can recall?
No, I can't, actually.
No?
No.
I bet you had them rolling the aisles.
Oh,
then,
God. Oh. My best man just tried to start a career as a stand-up after after our wedding.
Wow.
Yeah, he failed.
No. Also, at work today, Laura's been boring everybody with her pictures of a wedding that's not even her own. Oh. That's the same as looking at other people's holiday pictures.
Not interested.
It's just rubbish. Now, trouble is, because there were two weddings that she went to, the groom at both weddings read out the same speech because he got it off the internet.
It was so funny.
He got the same speech and just changed the names.
So in the second wedding, when the groom was doing his speech, me and James were just laughing our heads off, like rolling around, because we knew
we knew
what the punchlines were going to be. So we were completely rolling around and everybody's looking at us thinking, well, it's not that funny, is it?
So the speech wasn't funny, it was just the fact that you knew what was coming next.
Yeah, it was great.
Well, now we've actually found the one that they use. It obviously seems to be very popular. So if you are a groom to be, and I mean, this one is used a lot, I would steer clear of this one, which is on the internet at the moment. It starts with this: you're all about to witness a unique event in history, the very first and very last time that my wife is going to let me speak on behalf of both of us.
Hey.
Oh, that's a line.
Good.
It's a privilege and an honor to do so. I just hope that so soon into our married life I don't let whoever's name down.
Yeah. Make sure you change the name.
Yeah, because the one on here says Dawn. Right. And if that's not going to be your wife's name, then don't say Dawn.
No.
But I would steer clear of using that one, because it seems to, the law of averages would suggest that that one is used a lot at the moment, because it was on at both weddings that she went to.
Although if you are marrying the Dawn, there are lots of jokes you can do.
That's true.
None of them particularly appropriate.
No. Not for a groom speech.
This is National Radio 1.
Now, I didn't really get into Big Brother that much this year, because normally I'm addicted. However, I am absolutely loving a bit of The X Factor. I know it's the same every year, but I still think it's one of the best shows. It's just so well made. Love it.
I was actually crying with laughter on Saturday's X Factor.
At who?
At the Simon Cat, where they were all getting out the wrong door.
Oh, yeah, the other door.
The
other door.
That was brilliant.
That was really, really good.
That was very, very funny.
I am liking it. Is it wrong that I watched it again last night?
Yeah, that's getting a bit far.
How cute. Did you see the Japanese lady on Saturday? Was it Toshiko?
Yeah.
Did you see her?
Yeah.
I thought she was great.
Did you?
Well, she wasn't very good, but I thought she was sweet. She'd flown 5,000 miles from Japan just to meet Simon.
Where are you initially from?
Sorry, I don't understand the goodness.
No, where are you from?
I'm from Japan.
From Japan? You're Japanese?
Yes.
Great.
I came to here to meet you.
Well, very nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Oh, bless! And then she did a cover of My Way. Here it is.
And the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I say it clear, I state my case. Oh, which I'm certain.
Oh.
I'm leaving. And as that fool, I double it on every highway and more, much more than this, I did it my way.
two of them said yes, didn't they?
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was very well done.
Thank you.
Very, very well done.
It was a little quiet, Tushko.
Yeah.
But you have a very, very sweet voice. And you're very cute.
And the verdict?
We're going to take a vote on it now, OK? Lulu?
I'm going to say yes.
Danny? Yes. Simon? You need three yeses.
You've got two. I'm going to have to say no because I couldn't hear you.
It has to be a no from me because I think that it's best to keep you two apart. But you are the most adorable lady that's been in here today.
Oh. I think she really did fancy Simon, which is what
it was.
Sharon's polite way of saying, look, love, you weren't very good, but we need to keep you two apart. And off you go back to Japan.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Would you agree that farts are still funny?
Yes, I would.
Right, okay. What's the worst job you could have when you let a little pop?
A lab technician.
No, a newsreader on TV.
Yeah.
I found this amazing clip. Right, this one is just a little one that he lets out, but you can hear it.
Let's get first the thoughts of Congressman Roebuck on what you've heard so far. You see any optimism here?
I'm listening to a lot of people who don't really have anything.
That was like a guff.
That's a little guff.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
You see any optimism here?
Do you remember when you did that on there? You're such a classy lady.
Yeah.
Oh, God! Oh, gross. That is gross.
It must just generally be revolting down there.
Yeah. Right, now this one is an absolute triumph. Check this lady out. We think it's from Dutch television.
Nu är det slut för den här veckan, men ni ser på måndag igen. Hej då! Men, oj, gud,
you'd be mortified, wouldn't you?
Oh, dear. Can we have the hoppy again, please? I like it a lot.
Nu är det slut för den här veckan, men ni ser på måndag igen. Hej då!
Having said that, did you see the news last night with Natasha Kaplinsky?
I didn't know.
Gordon Brown has refused to rule out a snap election this autumn. It comes on the day the Prime Minister called for a new kind of politics. But as our political editor Nick Robinson reports, keeping your opponents guessing is a trick that's very much part of the old ways of doing things.
You wouldn't think out of her, would you?
You wouldn't.
Scott Mills. Radio 1.
Wake up with Miles.
Get home with Mills.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
This is Adam.
How can I help?
Yeah, my cousin's a little bit strange. She's just turned 30 and she's still dressing up as various random celebrities that she kind of gets attached to.
Right, so it's not just one particular celebrity, she goes through phases of them.
When we were younger, she was obsessed with Queen and Guns N' Roses, and she actually dressed as Axl Rose for a while, which was quite surreal, right, with all the bandanas and the...
And more recently, who's she been aspiring to be?
Well, in the last few years, she was Posh Spice, or pretended to be Posh Spice, for quite a long time.
Various haircuts.
And then she went through a phase of looking like Kelly Osbourne. She actually got married dressed as Kelly Osbourne about 3 years ago. But apparently I've been informed that her latest thing is she's obsessed with Mika, with the skin-tight black trousers and the mad kind of T-shirts and stuff.
So she went from Axl Rose to Posh to Kelly Osbourne to Mika.
Slightly scaring me now. Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.